Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
People are afraid. According to our research that you help sponsor, churches, pastors say their churches are more like twice as likely to fear refugees than to help refugees. So if that's the case, is there a warranted fear here?
Well, I don't think there is. I understand.
Well, listen, I don't think there is. I heard the FBI director says he cannot guarantee that there'll be no terrorists.
I can't guarantee either, but I can demonstrate history precedent that there's never been a case of terrorism out of the refugee program. Number one. Number two, I can talk about the vetting process, which is the best we have, right? And number three, I can talk about the biblical mandate, the moral imperative to serve those who are the least of these. Now, the same surveys you put out, which are fantastic, show a 86% or more interest or desire or commitment to welcoming the stranger. So we have this tension of fear versus moral responsibility. And they don't have to be mutually exclusive. We don't have to pit them against one another. We can use very good wisdom in how we bring refugees to who comes. But at the same time, we don't have to give up on a moral imperative that we believe, that I think we all believe, is from Jesus himself.
So pitting one against the other, that's nice talk. But this is an election year. That's what we do, is we pit things one against the other. So does this calm down after the election year is over?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you've actually seen some of it calm down already.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. In an election year, you see far fewer governors now talking about stopping the refugee resettlement program. And a lot of that is because they've looked at the data and the facts. So I think you've already seen it calm down with the election coming through. I think it's going to be an issue through November, but I do think it calms down. I really do. And I think as we meet the people, as we understand what's happening, as we talk to business leaders who are employing refugees and they can't find other people to take those jobs, there's an economic argument as well, a very clear one. As we walk through that data, take a deep breath from our fear and take a step back, meet refugees, talk about the facts, I think the fear starts to dissipate. We're seeing it. We're seeing it across the country.
Well, Stephen, okay, all that aside, the financial incentive. I read a story from a news outlet that you guys are basically rolling in the dough. All these relief agencies, you, with the evangelicals, Catholic Charities and other things, you've all kind of signed a pact with the government. All this money's coming in. You're making people pay back money. The refugees have to pay you. Like, it's like they come here and they owe you money. And then at the same time, you've got all these contracts. So are you making a whole lot of money here in this?
No, we're nonprofit, but let's talk about the numbers. Let's break it down.
All right.
So per refugee family, $2,025. Sorry, per refugee is $2,025. Now, that's for apartment rent, for deposit first 3 months. That's for setting up an apartment with furniture, is personal effects. So that money goes really quickly. So the $2,000 is exhausted in no time.
So you don't get that. That goes to them?
That comes to us,
comes
and we
you.
Use that for each individual refugee.
And you take a cut of that.
Well, we take a small administrative fee, 15%.
So you're making the money there. Wait, 15% of $2,000, okay, that's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money. It's 15%, which is below the average administrative charges in the industry, trust me.
Okay.
So there's $2,000. Now that's government money. We have to raise other money from churches and donors to complement that because it costs more than $2,000 per refugee to resettle into the United States. Okay. Now, bear in mind, over a couple of years, the data shows that refugees are a net investment.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.